fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the first day of March, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I had one all set up, but then I came across something that you need to hear about. And your prepper tip of the day is to be aware of the New Madrid seismic zone. As of yesterday, the last day of February, Mount Etna, the volcano in Italy, started erupting. The scientists who study volcanoes and study earthquakes have known for decades that there is a direct cause and effect relationship between the Mount Etna volcano in Italy erupting and activity in the New Madrid seismic zone, which is here in east central Missouri, is what I'm trying to say. East central Missouri is the center part of the New Madrid seismic zone, which has branches that go north and south of there for several hundred miles. Known to be one of the most, probably the most dangerous seismic zone on the planet, given its past history the last 304 years. Actually 200 years, excuse me. The winter of 1811-1812 is when hundreds of earthquakes were on the New Madrid seismic zone. 3 of them strong enough to ring church bells on the East Coast. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is be aware of the possibility of dramatic, serious activity on New Madrid seismic zone, and to do whatever you think is appropriate for yourself and the people you care about. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's a prolific author, having authored, I believe, now 10 books, and I'm sure one or two more on the way soon, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. The other thing about the earthquake, you're talking to people to be prepared. When the big earthquake hit, it rang bells in Boston, and one of the main causes were earthquakes that were in Alaska. So these, what you're saying is these worldwide events are coordinated or linked together, and that's really true.
Right.
In fact, a lot of the big earthquakes in Wyoming have been initiated with earthquake activity, volcano activity in Alaska. So,
right. Yeah, and the cause and effect relationship between Mount Etna and our New Madrid seismic zone is well known and well understood among the scientists who study these things. And we're certainly at risk, aren't we, Jim?
Yeah, when things start moving on that scale underground, there's things that, those are empirical relationships. They really don't know what the true geological links are. But, yeah, when you see those empirical relationships, definitely, you know, there's, like you say, something to be, raise your antennas to that one.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, there's lots of things going on. I was very proud and happy to see what President Trump did last night before a joint session of Congress. It was not a State of the Union address, but it was very similar to a State of the Union address. And he made me proud. And I was very glad to see him say the words he said and do the things that he did. Do you have any response, sir?
Yeah, a couple of things. There's certain groups that continue to try and divide the country. There's the Democrats, there's the McCains and the Grahams. But last night there were like something like 70 congresswomen who wore white, believing that Trump was going to reverse gains that have been occurring for women over the past 100 years. And I just find this incredible. The last real company I worked for, all of the hierarchy of the company was women. And once they got in, they kept hiring more women. They did not hire men. So it was like a reverse glass ceiling, and a lot of the women were secretaries, became vice presidents overnight. So if you look at that group of women, they're black, they're mixed, they're and these are people that probably had an advantage because they were women and black in the places where they came from. So, you know, this rhetoric that keeps dividing the country over these, you know, blacks against whites, women against men, whatever it is. You know, we all live in a country and we're all Americans. And so I'm really tired of people trying to put out this special interest group rhetoric that we're special and somehow Trump is going to go against them, which is, if you look at Trump's organization in history, women have fared very well, very well. So I don't know where they get this.
All right. I was wondering, I didn't know the backstory on all these women, Democrats wearing white. I knew there was something up about it, but I didn't know the details. Well, they were disappointed. He did not perform and do the things that they thought he was going to do, did he?
No, and then Nancy Pelosi, you know, you got to understand, though, that Pelosi and Graham and McCain and these people are very well known to be compromised long ago. And so they're working, you know, like Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, et cetera, the Bushes, to keep international chaos reigning and to keep this country going in 87 wrong directions. That's what they do. So it doesn't surprise me that Nancy Pelosi would tweet something and try and get women to react negatively against Trump. And it's kind of like tree huggers. I'm a tree hugger myself, but unfortunately the tree huggers are very easily swayed with political footballs. And they don't really step back and see the entire picture. The entire global climate change issue has been fostered by tree huggers. And they really never understood the science. They were completely bamboozled and didn't realize that the entire goal was to control the public through water rights. And so now the biggest resource on Earth, which is water, is completely owned and controlled by the bankers at the behest of the tree huggers. So this is what I'm getting at, that, right. You know, I'm tired of this rhetoric and people being used and promoting topics. These women should be celebrating everything that's happened. And, you know, the idea that government programs should sponsor any group or make any group more powerful is ridiculous. You know, I think we're at the state now where I saw a woman the other day. She was complaining that there's not enough women scientists. Well, women have to go into science. And if they have some inferiority complex because they're women, it's not my fault. When I went to college, you know, there were very few women scientists. And, you know, I think it's a career choice because science is a really, really difficult thing to do. It's much easier to go into other fields and make a lot more money. So those are personal choices. Each person, and the fact that there are fewer, you know, is not my fault as a man, because I'm a man scientist.
Right. Well, Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We've got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Professor McKinney and John, you talked about this too. I had the opportunity to listen to a interview with Dr. Sham Osmanagish, and he's the one that's running a excavation of the pyramids at Bosnia, and I was wondering if you've had a chance to visit those.
No, I haven't, and I have personally mixed feelings about all of that.
Well, was saying they're the only ones that are getting to take energy frequency readings that the other places, like in Egypt and China and stuff like that, that they won't let them really take the frequency readings.
I've seen that in there again. I'm a physicist. You know, you don't have to talk in general terms to me. They don't explain what they're doing at all in a technical sense. And so this frequency reading thing, there's lots of people that run around. We got the Keshe Foundation running around talking about things. But what they're describing in the Bosnian pyramids, I've never seen a technical explanation of what they're allegedly seeing or reading or the equipment. And you don't have to pussyfoot around with me. I understand physics, and so do lots of other people. So why are we getting this gobbledygook? You know, and I'm sorry, but possibly people like you read this and they think they're taking some kind of reading. Okay,
well,
explain what you're doing.
He was saying they were something about scalar waves and
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Well,
I know. You have to define your equipment. You have to define what you're measuring, and they haven't done it. You know, people walking around, it's just really aggravating as a scientist, because they're getting a lot of press, and they're not explaining at all in a technical sense what they're doing. Scalar waves doesn't tell you anything. They have to define the equipment they're using, what they're measuring, etc. They're not doing that. So I really don't see, I haven't seen anything that would warrant serious consideration. That's what I'm telling you. And if they want serious consideration, besides, you know, gee whiz articles in magazines that really don't ask serious questions, then they can do that all day. But they're not producing real information.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, we're coming up on a conjunction with Venus on the 25th of March, and then April 7th, if I'm reading my almanac, right, it starts the, is when the opposition with Jupiter is. So if that's true, then we'll get the Jupiter winds in shortly after that. Is that correct?
I'm going to have to take a look at this because I've been busy knee-deep in some other topics, but I'll have to take a look at these. But if these are occurring close, this could be some extra activity because they're both aligned at the same time. I don't remember seeing this in my analysis at the beginning of the year, so I'm going to have to take a look at this.
I'm trying to remember if we got the Jupiter winds in March last year, because every year it's a month later, right? Because it takes...
About, yeah.
So now what causes the Jupiter winds? Is it when the Earth starts moving away and, you know, because the Earth is moving faster than Jupiter, is it when the... What is it exactly that causes the Jupiter wind?
Yeah, what happens is all of the planets are discharging the solar capacitor, which means we have an electric current that's radial, more or less radial, from the sun through Earth and then outwards, and it extends way, way out in space. So Jupiter does also. So when these come into alignment, or if Venus and Earth come into alignment, then these electrical currents connect, and that's what drives our weather. Is the electrical currents. Our weather is not caused at all by solar light. And so meteorologists who predict the weather, it's absurd. I mean, it's just goofy. But anyway, the Jupiter winds are when Jupiter and Earth have an electrical alignment, and it's not always perfectly linear on the opposition date or the conjunction dates. And so And so I'm also wondering if Jupiter is on the other side of the sun, is my thought, and that's what I have to check out here. Or is it on the same side of the sun? And so,
well, I believe it's on the same side of the sun, but...
Okay. In that case, yeah, that's what happens. We get a real... Jupiter has a tremendously powerful electrical current, and the military has actually measured the electron jolts coming from Jupiter. I remember it was back in the 90s when they first were able to measure it, and they were going, holy cow, we got hit by this electron beam that's coming from Jupiter. But they didn't understand what caused it or why it was happening, but that's what's happening, because the electron beam is on the sunward side, so we get caught up in that electron stream.
And it's because you say that Jupiter is sort of like a mini sun. Its properties are more like a mini sun.
Well, no, that's true, but that's not the cause of this. Jupiter is a big object in the solar system. It's discharging the solar capacitor, which is between the sun and a region way beyond Pluto. And so we're all discharging this. And those discharges are immense. They're like, imagine a great big line passing from the sun to Earth and then outwards, and then Jupiter has the same. So when these come together, then it increases the overall discharge. So the activity on Jupiter increases, the activity on Earth increases, our weather, and that's where the Jupiter winds come from, because the winds are... a direct result of the electrical currents. That's what causes the winds. Our jet streams, etc., are really magnetically coupled electrical currents in the ionosphere. That's where it comes from. And so those increase, and, that's the cause of what I call the Jupiter winds.
Okay.
But...
I've got a water question.
Sure.
I heard a guy on...
hold that thought, Jerry. Hold that thought. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. The 1st of March. Sherry, let's wrap up your question here so we can move on, please.
Okay. I heard a gentleman up in Michigan who's a whistleblower on these pipelines, and he actually worked on a cleanup, and they wanted him to not talk about what, because they didn't clean it up properly. But he's been saying that the sensors on these pipelines, they won't trigger unless it's leaking 1.5%, and that they actually leak. He's talking about mainly the tar sands. He says that they figure that they're going to lose 0.5% is what they work into their calculations. But he also said that Canada's environmental laws won't let them build a refinery to process it up there, and that's why they're bringing it down, and it's so abrasive. But that's one reason it leaks, is because it's like sandpaper in the pipeline. Do you know anything about that?
Jim, are you there? Looks like we've lost Professor Mechanic.
No, I am sorry. I was on mute. I do that on breaks, and I'm sorry. I had to But no, I'm not sure, but that sounds reasonable that, yeah, there's an issue of if there's sand and it's grating at the pipes, but it's probably not just in one spot. It's probably degrading the entire pipe along the entire length. And
he also said that China has a big position in the tar sand. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I know the uranium has a lot of international players in Canada and in other countries and in the U.S., thanks to the Clintons, the Hillary Clinton's State Department. But at any rate, was that your question about water?
Yeah, that was it. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. What was the date, by the way, the Jupiter date that you had?
Yeah.
What was the Jupiter date that you had?
April 7th, if I'm reading my almanac right, is the day they're saying now, is it an inferior conjunction when...
Well, it's an inferior conjunction with Venus, which is the 25th of March, and that's what you were saying, which is an interesting time also because the 28th is a new moon, so around the end of March could be some significant times, but also we get a lot of virus activity from Venus, which we could look for at that time. So there's another thing, especially springtime when it's the melt and it's, it's a good time for viruses to spread. In fact, my show the last couple weeks plus this week, I'm talking about large organic molecules, including viruses, in comet tails, which includes Venus. So anyway, it's a topic I've been covering lately.
All right. Okay. Sherry, thank you for your call.
Go ahead. Thanks.
Okay. Yep. We'll get started here with Steve in Virginia. Almost break time here, Steve. Get started.
Yes, thank you very much. We were had understood that Finland, and there, I know there are other places, but that Finland was supposed to be used as a nuclear waste area, or some of the land there, underground areas, and I was wondering if you could speak to that, and also is it feasible to send this waste say into space? Does that have any practical application there?
I did an entire show on the space aspect of sending nuclear fuel, and so what you do is you calculate the amount of nuclear fuel that we currently have plus what's being generated. And the tonnage, if you look at that, and then you look at the biggest rockets available, which are the Russian rockets, the Energia system of rockets, it's way beyond our capability to send things into space. And you cannot send it into low Earth orbit. You've got to get it beyond escape velocity.
So hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. First day of March, we're looking forward to a great year here. It'll be even better if you wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep, wouldn't it? Of course it would. If you get an Energy Clear and use it every night like I do, you most likely will wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep. What are you waiting for? It's only $285 shipping included, and you're risking nothing because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, thelibertyman.com. The factory-made fitted mattress pads, I got everything in stock and ready for immediate shipment the next business day. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jim, before we get back to our discussion, I would like you to tell people about your two radio shows, your archives, and how people can listen, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And this week I'll be covering organic molecules. I was talking about viruses, etc., in comets, and also that includes Venus. And the show re-airs Friday night, 10 p.m., and then Saturday morning, 3 a.m., from WTWW Nashville. And then there's a bunch of satellite airings on Saturday in the Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere. All of the information on how to listen is on my webpage and the archives. All of the archives going back to about the year 2000 on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then the paid cast is $3.95 a month. It's every week another 1 hour deep dive into scientific topics, and now that we're in March, I'm going to continue the series Cosmos, which I started in February, Cosmos, the real story, and comparing it to Sagan and deGrasse Tyson Cosmos series, mega Hollywood series, which I call scientific entertainment more than science. And then also this month I'll have another episode of Tesla's Mind, the second episode of Tesla versus Einstein, an incredibly extensive topic. So that's all available on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And many people are still looking for my election results analysis. That's in the February paid cast, so that's where you find that.
All right. Well, let's conclude our discussion here with Steve in Virginia.
Go ahead, Steve. Steve, there?
Yes, yes. I think before the break you were sharing about sending the nuclear waste into space, or how that would be very difficult.
Well, it's beyond our capabilities. And I've said this about nuclear power. We should simply shut down, in the United States and around the world, we should simply shut down all nuclear power right now. It only amounts to 17% of the United States' electric generation. And its cost to clean up, at the current state, all 104 nuclear reactors in the United States are leaking. And so the cost of decommissioning these plants compared to what the industry has saved in their slush fund, there's not even any comparison. Plus the environmental damage, plus they're burning high-octane, basically nuclear bomb fuel has been reprocessed into fuel rods, and that's what they're using. So when you get done with it, you have to cool it. So it's not just a matter of storing it someplace, putting it in a place and then going, okay, it's safe forever. You have to continue to cool it because it's very high energy output fuel rods. And look at what happened at Fukushima. 600,000 fuel rods went up in smoke when the reactor blew up there, which was an explosion. It was not caused by the tsunami or earthquake. That's baloney. Reactors don't blow up, they melt down. So when that blew up, that was a planned demolition. And it was because Israel was paying Japan back for selling nuclear-grade fuel, processed fuel, for Iran's nuclear program. That's what was going on. So, you know, when we start seeing this kind of thing happening, terrorism between nations because of political reasons, well, you know, the gloves are off. It is, you know, somebody could do that to the United States. The nuclear reactors in the United States are the most vulnerable thing we have. And it was in around 1995, I broke in myself. I broke in with some kids into a nuclear reactor and passed security and everything, got the attention of the governor of the state where I did this, and they brought in the FBI to lock down the security. So I can tell you that security, even though they've heightened the security, it's really, really terrible on these nuclear power plants. And they're storing the spent fuel around the nuclear reactors because they have no place to put it. It's a terrible place to put the fuel because if you have an accident, then all that fuel is vulnerable. A couple of years ago, in the Missouri River was flooding, and I believe it was in Kansas, one of the nuclear reactors was in danger of melting down and all the fuel going up in smoke because they had to shut down the reactor because of the flooding. And so they had nothing to cool the fuel tanks, the spent fuel rod tanks. They had nothing to cool it with. So imagine that every year we produce more electricity to cool down the spent fuel rods that aren't producing any more energy. It's insane. This is beyond insane.
Well, yeah, and so this, if they do anything, say, as I was asking about as far as Finland, it's just the continuance of the same problem.
Not a solution at all, any more than putting it in Nevada. No, putting it somewhere is not a solution, and then trying to move it by boat over to Finland, you know, and then across land in Finland, no. Just a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It's not a solution at all. No, the show I did on, if you take the biggest rockets we have available today and then you add the extra fuel to eject, if you got it up into low Earth orbit, then you have to get it out of low Earth orbit into a escape velocity away from the Earth. And so the amount of fuel you can put in one payload is very small. It would take, I can't remember, but it was just humongous number to ship out what we already have and then continue all the continuing waste that's being built every day to send all of that out. It's just not within human possibility. I mean, we don't have enough rockets, etc. So it's a big problem. It's a big problem. Nobody in the government wants to deal with it because they don't know what to do. They've got to, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. And Einstein and Oppenheimer, all those people said, don't develop nuclear power. And the issue with the thorium reactors that they could have developed, which don't have nuclear waste problems, you know, it's just, it's all insane.
Yeah, yeah. So, and of course, Fukushima has captured our attention to such a degree, but I know that that's not the only. Of course, it's not the only place where there's it's an issue.
Fukushima is an international disaster. It's killed the Pacific Ocean. I mean, this is the things that are going on are horrific, and nobody is responding to this.
Yeah, yeah. Earlier, you all were mentioning earthquakes, and I know we've heard stories about, you know, the different fault lines, for example, or even the New Madrid, as an example, that they expect to have problems from, and all the reactors that are just those reactors that are along the, is it, I guess, from north to south. I think they said there were 15 or so, something like that. Just that alone is quite an issue, or could be an issue with these and other fault areas, you know, that could cause a lot of leakage, other damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's insane. The whole nuclear program is just beyond, there isn't a word. Insane is just mild. I mean, what's going on here is talk about the doomsday machine, that's it. And other countries, Japan has actually started looking at installing more nuclear power. But they had an earthquake at Fukushima just the other day.
Wow.
But Fukushima has gone China syndrome. They don't even know where the core is.
Oh, my. And could you say whether or not you know, the Trump and the new administration, do you think that they may even try to address some of this, at least as far as the U.S.?
I have never heard a single word, even a hint, in any direction that would deal with that issue. The only thing that Trump has done, which may be a subtle way of doing it, is he immediately opened up the coal production. And part of replacing nuclear is to gear up coal production. And the big plants, there's a number of big plants in the U.S. that also could be expanded. But if we conserved electricity and then increased coal production, we could take that 17% of nuclear power and do away with it real fast. So Obama was trying to shut down coal and force us into nuclear power, which is insane, because how do you take a 17% capacity of our national electrical energy needs and expand it to like 80%? I mean, yeah. As with everything Obama did, he's just a complete moron. He doesn't know anything. And so to shut down coal, I mean, the coal is our biggest producer of electricity, then there's natural gas. But coal could be expanded easily to take up at least 50% of that nuclear production. And then by conservation, we could easily make up the other half of that nuclear production. And just get rid of all the nuclear plants and then start the process of decommissioning. And that's what nobody wants to deal with, because they're going to open up the can of worms and find out how bad it really is.
Yeah, and then the challenge of trying to defuse, if I can use that term, the danger of the waste and such.
Well, you have to continue cooling it. That takes electrical production, and creating nuclear energy, electrical energy, and then going through the cooling process, the cooling cycle to cool down the waste, is horrifically inefficient. So, I mean, it's just a vast amount of energy that's produced just to maintain the waste. No, it's something that nobody wants to deal with. It's one of those, you know, crazy aunt in the closet type deals.
Yeah.
But it's worse than the crazy aunt in the closet.
Yeah. You had mentioned that Fukushima was a payback. We had understood that Israel had actually security people there, and they were told to get out before the event happened.
Yeah, there's no question that Israel blew up the reactors there. There's no question in my mind. But there again, you have the Mossad, you have the CIA all linked together, and then you have the White House that's controlled by them. I mean, they could have cleaned up Fukushima like right away, just like the BP oil spill. But there again, under Obama's watch, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we need to move on here. Steve, thank you for your call.
Okay,
next thank you. Next we go to Robin in Maryland. Good morning, Robin.
Hello?
Go ahead, you're on air.
Yes, thank you. Professor McCanny, it's well known that the planets do affect us, and you were talking about conjunctions and things earlier. I was wondering what your opinion is on the study of astrology, number one. And number two, I hope this isn't a foolish question, but I've heard Dr. Wallach, the mineral doctor, talk about that dams have prevented the mineral silts from getting to our growing fields. And I was wondering, if it's not a foolish question, do you think we'd be better off without dams?
Okay, first of all, astrology. In the mid-1990s, I was working with a group of scientists in central Russia at the University of Novosibirsk with the atmospheric scientists there. And they were studying and translating my work because it was explaining their observations. They were atmospheric scientists. During those meetings, the psychologists from the university started sitting in because they were studying, taking measurements on unborn fetuses and then measuring after they were born. And this was part of their program, and they were trying to understand the connection between planetary alignments and astrology, and what they realized was that the planetary conjunctions, like we're coming up with an inferior conjunction of Venus, these cause significant electrical effects that were basically a big antenna. So they were able to determine that the babies, before they were born, were very tuned to these planetary alignments and connections, etc. But after they were born, when the six senses, the five senses kicked in, the babies kind of lost it. Some of them didn't. And so that's why the point of birth is so important in astrology. So they actually put a scientific basis to astrology based on the fact that there's electrical connections between the planets. So anyway, I could go on and on about that. But the second question was about the hydro dams. You know, there again, I like hydro dams because they're very efficient, but look at what's going on in California. Hydro dams have a lot of problems.
Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. We got other callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means. David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 1st of March. Let's continue, Jim.
On the issue of the dam holding minerals back, first of all, That would only apply in places where the agricultural water supply comes from irrigation from a river. And actually, that's very few places. Most agriculture depends on rain or well water that's directly below. And any minerals coming in from outside are filtered in the ground. So the minerals you're getting in well water or in if you're using rain are from the soil or from the local environment. So I don't really see how that affects the broad spectrum of agriculture.
I just wanted to say that as someone who has studied natal charts in astrology somewhat in depth, I have found it to be fascinating, as well as the effect of certain transits of planets have just been in such alignment. It's just been something I can't ignore. Shifting gears, though, you were talking about coal. Is there not some supposed mercury and other exposures due to using coal for fuel?
Oh, yeah. Coal is no magic solution, but the scrubbers do a very good job of removing the bulk of the impurities from coal. And it depends on the coal source. I'm not a big fan of coal, but I'd rather have coal than electric. And if you know what I'm doing, I'm right now days away from releasing a design. There's actually two designs of the wing generator. And the big ones, these are performing much better than I ever expected. That's what I'll just tell you that. But the replacement of all nuclear coal and other forms of electrical energy and petroleum for automobiles using electric from wind power is, I would say, within 10 years, very feasible. So what we got to do is first of all, I approve Trump's decision to use local energy, including local oil supplies. And then I would encourage people to understand that we're going to replace all of that eventually, hopefully in the next 10 years, and not with solar panels. Solar panels are a big boondoggle, but
yeah, I've heard
energy
that the boxes,
is an issue.
I've heard that the boxes that are used for solar panels put off a lot of EMFs, and also as far as the windmills, that they're very harmful to the environment, that people living within a few miles experience a lot of bad health effects, and it kills the animals and stuff. So I'm not so sure about the wind either.
Well, you're not familiar with my wind system then.
Oh.
I suggest you go to my webpage. It's called the Wing. It's not a wind generator. It's a Wing, W-I-N-G, generator. Go check it out.
Yeah,
do you think that will catch on in mass?
Well, it already has. We've got time for one quick question here from Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Just to be perfectly blunt, can we even fix Fukushima? And if we can, what would you do if you were in charge?
Yeah, well, there's ways to fix it. We have to drill down and put neutron absorbers in it, cool it down, and then it's going to be a horrific process, but it could be done. But nobody's doing anything. Japan is sitting there with their finger up their nose, and has been since it happened. It's there could be something done, but it's very late. A lot of damage has already been done.
Jim, thank you. We appreciate you being with us. Top of the hour break. We'll have open lines. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.